11 years ago, my wife gave me a Bible. It is a red letter edition of the Bible. The red letters are for the words that Jesus actually spoke. I also had a red letter Bible when I was a child. It was my first Bible, and as I was a young boy looking through it, I came across Matthew's 5, 6, and 7, and it was the longest stretch of red letters, red words in the Bible. Made it stand out. Those three chapters are a sermon. Jesus delivered this sermon on a mountainside. A crowd gathered around him. This morning, we are not going to do three chapters. We are going to do three verses. You heard them. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. And then the other side of the heart. You have heard it said that you shall not commit adultery, but I say to you, anyone who has already looked at a woman with lustful intent has committed adultery with her in his heart. We begin with verse 8. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they will see God. When will we see God? On the last day, on that great day of resurrection, when Jesus returns, our bodies come back to life, creation is remade, we will see God in all his glory. This new creation will simply burst with colors, a rainbow of beauty. Our eyes will be wide open in wonder and amazement and awe. And not just our eyes, all of our senses, nose, taste buds, fingertips, ears, all of them will be more alive than ever before. Fingertips. We'll be able to touch the temperature and the texture of things like we have never done before. The nerve endings in our fingers will just jump with joy at the slightest touch. Smells. Two of my favorite smells are fresh popped popcorn and vanilla. I don't know what smells are going to greet us on that last day when we get our resurrected bodies back, but I'm sure they'll make me forget all about popcorn and pouring vanilla into cookie dough. Unless, of course, Jesus has a great big bowl of popcorn waiting for me with cookies for dessert. I remember a science class lab. We had different substances like salt and sugar, and we put them on different places of our tongues. I learned more about taste that day. But on that last day, that day of resurrection, we will have flavors beyond our imagination. And we will hear sounds, music, and praise, water bubbling, birds singing, laughter, the happiest sounds of all will simply be amplified into our ears. Make our hearts fill with happiness, with joy, even ecstasy. Perhaps even silence will have an even more incredible sound. On that day, that last day, that day of resurrection, we will see God. The blessed are those who are pure in heart. We will see God. But that day is not yet come. Today, we live in a culture that bombards all of our senses to create lust in our hearts. Sight and sound, taste and smell and touch, all of them are now in a triple X culture of exploitation and explicitness and exposure, targeting our hearts to lust. Now, don't get me wrong here. Sexuality is a gift of God. a powerful and wonderful gift to be expressed in the marital relationship. It is an incredible part of that life together as husband and wife. But that's where God has set the boundaries, within that marital relationship for sexuality. We live in a culture, however, that knows no such boundaries. They have simply exploded. I'm going to give just a few examples. Not going to go into detail. That would not respect the dignity and the sacredness of this sanctuary or the privilege I have in presenting a message to you this day. But we need to at least hear what this triple X culture does. At the Super Bowl this year, FBI agents rescued teenagers ages 13 to 17 from prostitution. They also rescued at least 50 adult women who were forced into prostitution rings, some from foreign countries. And those are just the ones that we know about. We have no idea how many more there were. The Super Bowl is about a lot more than just football and commercials. I read an article that over in Amsterdam, in the red light district, they've put up a museum. The red light district is a district in Amsterdam where it is set apart that you can walk down the street, you can look into windows, and you can purchase any sort of sexual activity that you can think of. So what kind of museum do you put in a red light district? Well, a museum of prostitution. I Googled to get some statistics on pornography. 90% of pornography now comes through the internet. Most young boys have accessed it by the age of 10. I did a little bit more asking for Google about women and pornography. By the age of 17, 62% of women have accessed pornography, and of young women, almost 20% access it weekly for sexual gratification. 1 out of 5. Smartphone? Tablet? 25% of the smartphones and tablets in our country right now have downloaded pornography on it. And for mobile devices, 1 out of 5 internet searches is pornographic. I was watching television the other night and made me think, what's going on? 70% of television shows feature sexual content, and if you're watching one of the 30% that are not, you're still going to watch the commercials. I was watching The Mentalist. I don't even know what station it was on. Seemed like a fairly safe show until they started to advertise the new Dallas series. Doesn't leave much to the imagination. I could be reading an article on the internet, a news article, something about the economy, who knows? And when you get to the end of the article, you know what? There's at least 10 different sites, other articles that you can click on and go to, and 2 or 3 of them are usually sexually based teasers. But the one that broke my heart was when I read about Natalie Grant. She's a contemporary Christian singer, up for 2 Grammys this year. She was watching an episode of Law and Order, and they had broached the subject about sex trafficking in Southeast Asia. 1.2 million children are trafficked every year worldwide. She said she needed to do something about this, so she and her husband took a trip to India. They met up with the director of a ministry that rescues children out of the sex trafficking trade. He took her and her husband on a tour of the city. And as they were going along, she looked up at an upper story window that had bars on it. And a little girl, maybe 7 years old, had her hand outside the bars and her face. And the director simply said to Natalie Grant, "That's where they keep the new girls. They only let them out to service a client." And she said with that, she simply burst into tears. And my hands were shaking. My heart was breaking. We live in a culture now, worldwide, where every sense that we have, our eyes, our ears, our noses, our mouths, our touch, all of it is simply bombarded. We can't go anywhere. Everywhere, it seems. The music, the movies, the television, the shopping mall, the styles, the clothes, the perfumes and fragrances, the checkout line at the grocery store. Everywhere. We're simply targeted, every sense, to lust in our hearts. Well, I don't know about you, but I could use some good news about right now. So please take the hymnals out. This bit of the liturgy goes back even before I was born. It goes back a number of hymnals. We call it the offertory. And I invite you to sing this with me at this moment.